Well, good morning. 712, Brock Hunter.
Morning. What's up?
Up, you ass. Friday, here we go.
Damn, it is Friday.
It is.
Weeks to just fly by, man. It's crazy.
Yep. It's Friday. You ain't got no job. Get you high today. Actually, that was yesterday. It's Thursday.
Come on, Craig.
Come on, Craig.
Every time I'm in the kitchen, you in the kitchen. Come on, in Craig. That damn refrigerator.
My dad's
we get a job. We can get a job, Craig.
The dad's the best in there, man. He
really is. Yeah. You know what the best? You know, it's great.
No.
He did a podcast with Joe Rogan a while back. That's him.
Yeah.
That's not a character. That's him. Well, they're just like, hey, just go film. Like, just go do your thing.
Well, that's the greatest. That's the greatest person ever. Then, all right, ever.
I mean, the whole podcast I watched was just a laugh fest.
Yeah, yeah.
The guy doesn't take anything serious. He's laughing the whole time, and just some of his jokes are just.
How can you?
Some people just have that natural, like, yeah. I'll sit there and listen all day.
They're a character. Yeah, they're a character.
They really are.
Yep, a character of a human being, and that's the best. Well, anyway, enough of the dad from Friday. He's getting them
fingers.
He
was licking on his fingers.
Just the stinkiest farts ever. Love it.
Don't go in about 35, 45 minutes.
Folks, we are streaming live. The Plan B Morning Show. Catch us on Twitch, Facebook, also the Plan B Morning Show YouTube page. Make sure you subscribe to that for web-exclusive content we want to see on there. And get in on the conversation. We'll be here for the next 45 hours or so. Katie asked, how was 420 hippies? It was good.
It was great, man.
It was good, you square. All right. Yeah.
You square.
We had a good time, man.
Yeah, it was a good time, man. Yeah, yesterday was fun, man. We did a few broadcasts. We're at Nobo. We're at the Green Door.
Yep. It was great, man.
Yeah.
And
Brock didn't crash the Hummer.
I didn't crash the Hummer. And Hunter didn't let it run out of gas either. There you go.
No. Shut up. All right. Let's talk about this real quick. All right.
Yeah.
So yesterday, right, I meet Brock at the radio station. Everything's great. Everything's going smooth.
We're excited.
After a pretty chaotic morning, honestly, yesterday was scrambling a little bit. So I get to the radio station and I'm looking at the clock. I'm like, this guy's still working. He's still doing things. I'm going to go get the Hummer ready because I know you're going to be last. Oh, we got to go. So I'm like, I'm just going to go get it ready. I'm going to pull it up front. All you got to do is grab this and just hop in. Let's go.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
What happened 3 minutes later, Brock?
Well, I come out and you say.
No, you get a phone call.
Oh, no, I get a phone call. I get a phone call because I'm still working on
stuff.
From
me?
Yep.
And I'm only 100 yards away from you. What does that mean?
Nothing good.
Hummer's dead.
Yep. The battery was shot on that one. So, battery was shot. So we haven't used it since I think you ran it out of gas, and then we got it back over here. It hasn't been out of there.
Quit bringing that up. What? You ran it out of gas, and then I had to use it next because you didn't fill it up. You didn't take care of your business.
I guess I forgot that I had to check the gas gauge for you, huh? Is that what it is?
Jeez, man.
But the battery was dead because it was sitting. Luckily, engineer Terry got it there, got the juicer
like
on.
Superman, yeah. Once again.
We got it going. So we got her going.
It's like calling dad sometimes. Dad. You know, it's like, Dad, I need you.
Yeah, but all the time. Instead, it's all the time.
Terry, we need you.
No, I thought you were going to say something about my driving of the Hummer. I thought that's what you were going to
bring. Yeah, and after we get it started, I mean, I get it. We're running just we weren't running late at all.
We were fine.
Just love driving fast.
Yeah, I drive the Hummer like I stole the Hummer when I drive that thing.
You know how hard it is to get a Hummer on two wheels? This guy can pull it off. Somehow, or no, that way. Yep. That guy right there.
Yep.
Dude, there are some corners. I'm like, whoa.
I'm like the Duke boys running from Enos.
It's not. It's. Bam, 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 you know what's funny about the Hummer is there's stuff in the back, like there's a couple loose things in the back. But from side to side of the Hummer is like 25 feet. So like that water bottle that rolls on your floor in your like regular car.
Yep.
Now imagine it going across like a gym,
Because Brock's taking. I'm trying to get on those sidewalls of those tires, man. That's what I'm doing. Yeah. I told you, I drive that Hummer.
I'm like, dude, slow down. He's like, oh, it's fine. It's a radio station vehicle.
Yeah, it's the vehicle.
What does that mean?
I'm not going to get pulled over in that thing. It's fine.
It's okay. I'm a limo driver. That's the equivalent of what you're saying, basically.
Oh, move on through. No. If anybody sees me drive that thing, dude, I drive that thing like it's Grand Theft Auto. I really do, man.
You know?
Yep. I drive it like it's Grand Theft Auto, and I got 4 stars against me, and the helicopter's on me right there. That's how I drive that thing. Yeah. Yep.
Well, that's great because nobody knows where that vehicle belongs to. Wait, which was it? I don't know. The big yellow Hummer that says Rock 107 on the side of it?
Yep. Hey. I slow down.
Easily mistaken.
I slow down in school zones. So do you think I'm not cornering hard? All right, I'm cornering hard in that thing.
Hey.
I'm going to be the first one ever to flip a Hummer on a corner.
We thought it was impossible.
He did it. The son of a bitch did it.
Yep. God. Hey, you know, slow down. Hey.
You know
it's becoming an antique, you know?
You know why I drive it like that? For family. All right, that's why I do it for family.
Like Toretto.
I race it like that for family, all right?
We're not stealing DVD players here from a semi, all right?
Which, what a dated... That movie dates itself so much when they open the garage and you're like, that's what they're stealing?
That's what you did all that for?
You guys did all that for some DVD players and
DVD players
TVs?
And Zeniths? Right. God, you're right, though.
You watch that movie today. And they open that door, and you're like, this is what is the hot ticket item that they're stealing?
All right. It's like a garage sale now, you know? I'll just buy that for you, man. You didn't have to. Jesse didn't have to get all shot up.
You didn't have
to. DVD player. You can hardly get DVDs anymore, man.
You didn't have to cause millions worth of damage to downtown for that. I'll take you to Goodwill right now. I'll give you all the DVDs you want.
Actually, I think I got a few in the back. Maybe just think about it, you know? Maybe wait for the other truck. I think there's another truck coming. Let's see what's on that.
Jesse didn't need to get shot up. For some DVD players, that's not even a flat screen, Toretto. My God.
HD DVD. No.
There's an effing laser disc. They don't even make them anymore, man.
Oh. Fine, just let it go. Let that one pass.
I haven't thought about that. That's such a dated
movie.
Wait
for the Brinks truck or something. You know,
like even today, like I don't think I could get behind a movie where the main item they're stealing is any kind of electronic. Like, dude, I can go buy a VR set at Walmart right now. What are you doing?
Giving them away, basically. Yeah.
But literally, just has this whole criminal enterprise over. Over electronics, all right?
Do it for family. Well, if you're doing it for family, let's get the family together in the van, and we're going to go down to Walmart.
We'll have a nice day at Walmart.
We'll just buy it, you know? Yeah.
Tell you what, early Black Friday sales, we'll be fine, okay?
Right?
We'll be fine.
Nobody's all getting shot up.
You don't have to ruin the car you built with your father from the ground up, okay?
Yeah, leave that there in the garage.
We'll come
it's a
back.
Beautiful car. You want to jump that over some tracks? Is that what you want to do? No.
Yeah, for family and DVD players.
No. Your family would want you to keep it. God.
Oh, my God. I'm dying.
Jesse
dude.
Was a good guy. Nice. I like Jesse. He was a good character.
He was just trying to impress Dom, and look what happened. Look what happened. Shot up over some 19-inch TVs.
Him and his Volkswagen all shot up.
God almighty.
It's terrible.
Anyway. All right. Well, we got to keep things moving here. Enough about stolen, not even flat screens. It's a tube TV, for God's sakes. Let's get to it. It's time for your morning dump.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
Die, my chest. God almighty.
Oh.
All right. As always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump. That septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. I know, dude. That's all I can think about now. Like, just what a horrible, horrible way to die. Why did he die? Oh, stolen DVD players.
DVD
all right.
Players, yeah. Didn't even work. The tray wouldn't even come
perfect.
Out.
Perfect. You know? Perfect. God almighty. Yeah, it got stuck.
Damn it.
Anyway, pump that septic. Pumpthatseptic.com. Not keeping it casual. Researchers from Rutgers University revealed that casual sex has steadily declined in the recent years, and it's not just because of the pandemic. In fact, researchers found that the trend was starting before COVID. So why are casual hookups a thing of the past? Quite simple, because young adults are drinking less alcohol, because Gen Z isn't boozing it up as much, they're having fewer one-night stands. And this decline in casual sex is especially true for women, who, according to the studies, have more regret after one-night stands than men. Obviously. Obviously.
Study, bro. So, all right, first off, what's casual sex? Explain that to me.
One-night stands. You know, you go, well, don't do that weird motion that you did. Like, you're definitely not getting it if you're walking in the bar. Hey, who's ready for some casual sex?
It's casual, right?
Right?
I thought it was casual.
Hey, me and you. I'm casual sex. Casual. Right? Yeah, it's just casual. You know, it's just one-night stands, right? You go to a bar, have a couple cocktails, you see a lady from across the bar, you buy you a drink, you do that little, you know, back and forth, and then you have sex. And then the next...
You keep saying it like that.
What, sex?
Yeah, no. That part.
Because it's casual sex.
Okay.
And you know what? I'm not even going to chalk it up just to alcohol. It's also smartphones. And I'm not going to be that, smartphones.
No, you're right, though. You're right. It takes personality out. You know what? You're a big man on the phone. You can talk trash. You can talk any way you want.
Spit some
the
game.
Keyboard. Yep. But yeah, when the eye to eye. Isn't it weird, like, seeing somebody that is just absolutely social media rampant every day? And then you see them in real life, and they're just, like, real shy.
Yeah, the keyboard warriors.
They weren't even looking in the eye. Yeah. It's like, hang on a second. I thought you were all...
Big man. Big man there posting.
What happened
stuff.
To that?
Yeah, the in-person, the eye-to-eye, which is funny you bring up casual sex. Usually casual sex, it's not eye-to-eye. I prefer it the other way. So.
God. Putting images in our head.
Man. Yeah. Gross. Yikes. No, what I think it is, it's a mixture of things. Drinking less because they're going out less because they have all the technology and they just interact online. For us, we had to go out. If we wanted to see people, if we wanted to chat with people, yeah, we had cell phone, but it wasn't
this
the same.
Awkward to me. Yeah. I could know somebody on this and then meet up and be like, oh, yeah, you know.
Yeah.
You got to have some warm up there. You got to bump into somebody and be like, have the casual conversation. Like, hey, you know, at least there's a little like, you know, pregame there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, with the phone, you know what you're there for. And how many other people? Am I the third tonight?
Yeah.
Like, I can't get past that, you know?
Like, how many other
it's
people?
It's too easy with this.
Yeah. Yeah. You're casting a wider net.
It's too easy. Right?
I get what you're saying. Well, it's weird for me in the age that we're at, that millennial age, because we were there before the smartphones, and so we had that interaction. You had to go out. You had to do all of that. You actually had to really work for it. Nowadays, you don't have to work for it, but people aren't – they don't want it. They don't want the same thing. Like, for us, the main thing was, like, a full tank of gas in our car and going out and trying to have sex. Like, that's the only thing. Like, my as a,
20 bucks.
You know what?
Yeah, can I have 20 bucks?
20 bucks. Give me a tank of gas so I can go have sex with someone, all right? That's right. That's what it was, you know? That's what filled our time.
Not anymore.
Now
you just need hey, you got a charger?
A
charger.
That is.
You need juice.
$20. Give me enough money to get there and back. And by there, I mean to the sex place and then back home. That's what I need. That's what I mean.
Before 11.
Before 11. The movie got out late. No, it didn't. That's a terrible excuse. The movies run at the same time. I swear.
Dog eat your homework? Is that what happened?
Yeah, of course. There was a building on fire and some babies, and I had to...
Go to bed. We'll talk about it tomorrow. Yeah.
You're grounded, by the way. lastly, what about this? You want to go skinny dipping? Many parts of the country were recently treated with above normal temperatures, giving millions of people an early taste of summer. For some, it may have even inspired thoughts of one particular summer activity, skinny dipping.
No.
Dating websites, My Dating Advisor. All right, if you're going to mydatingadvisor.com, what are you doing?
My Dating Advisor. That's my favorite app to... Come on.
Well, it's compiled a list of the 100 best places to take the plunge in the nude. Some of the choices may be surprising in that they're located in the north, where the water is probably not very warm yet. The areas chosen for the best skinny dipping locations is... The area chosen for the best skinny dipping location is the Washougal River in Washington, just outside of Portland.
A lot of leeches.
Yeah, rivers for me aren't good skinny dipping places, all right? A lot of moving stuff. Like, of course, I'm not saying that like a pond is probably the best place.
You're just blessed because you're born around a great lake, you know? That's the case for everybody. Most people have to go to ponds.
I'll give you the top five, all right? Washougal River in Washington, Mazo Beach in Wisconsin, which is funny, dude. That's not far from where I grew up.
Really?
Mazo Beach in Mazo, Maine, in Wisconsin. It was legendary for naked people all over the place.
Huh.
Porcupine Mountains Wilderness State Park in Michigan. Black's Beach in California. And then number five, Little Beach, Hawaii was number five. Hmm. So, yeah.
Those aren't specific nude beaches or just where people get naked and skinny dip?
So that's a good question. It doesn't say. Because you can't just...
You ever been to a nude beach?
I never have. I never went. I just feel like I just see a lot of penises because, again, the nude beaches, it's not like every guy, especially young male, thinks that you're going to go to a nude beach and it's going to be nothing but supermodels. You know what I mean? Cindy Crawfords and Kate Upton's and whatnot.
That's not the case. It's a bunch of handbags, man. Yeah. It's a bunch of leather bags.
It's a bunch of people who are comfortable being naked, but for some reason the people comfortable being naked are not always the people that you want to see naked. I live and die by that.
Super tan skin with the super white chest hair.
It just glistens off of that tan skin.
Yes, it is.
So white. Yeah, no, so I've never really felt the need to go or the desire to go. Now, I have skinny dipped before, which is not as sexy as it. It's not sexy at all right? Skinny dipping is not sexy at all, okay? Now, if you're in like a controlled environment, like a hot tub or something like that, but you're getting naked, you're hopping into some dirty water, okay? God only knows what's getting into the orifices and crevasses of your body, all right? I mean, it's a urinary tract infection waiting to happen. That's all it is.
It brings the mood up a little bit, though. If somebody's getting naked, dude, you're having a good time. I don't care. You're laughing.
True, but... As far as it's funny, but the sexiness of it, I don't,
you know,
let's go. I tell you what, let's just have the sexy part up on dry land, and then we'll just, you know, get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You got to be adventurous, man. Come on. Let's get naked right now.
I don't feel like catching some weird river disease because I'm trying to have sex.
Take your shirt off.
We going skinny dipping right now?
It's Friday. Be adventurous.
What is it?
Be a yes man. Come on.
No.
Pop
I'm not. Look, I'll take my shirt off when you take
your
shirt
off. Tear it off, Hulk Hogan. Come on.
I do have a sweet tan right now. I don't know if you can see the tan from my tank top yesterday. So I do need to even out my tan, so maybe I should. Maybe I should pop the top. Let's get naked and then hop in some water.
It's Friday.
I don't need some weird river disease that makes my penis fall off all because I was trying to be sexy in the water. You know what I mean?
Come on, see that third nipple.
No, you don't deserve my third nipple. It looks, you know what?
Let's see that milk line.
It looks better looks better under the moonlight when we're skinny dipping. I will say there is one of the places on this list that has a very fitting name for skinny dipping. It's called Frenchman's Hole. It's in Maine, and that's one of the top skinny dipping spots.
Wow! Ah.
Well, you're really taking that Frenchman's Hole literally. Oh. Look at my Frenchman's Hole.
Look at the hole.
No, put it away, Frenchie. Yeah. Gross.
Any right. Man look at there?
I got him.
He
saw her breasts. Her breasts?
Breasts?
You saw her breasts? Bidwell!
Movie reference.
Yeah, that's a deep cut right there. Anyway, all right, that's your morning dump. We'll be back. He saw her breasts.
The Morning Dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com.